Thanks for listening to Cap and Jay Hood, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Cap and Jay Hood. Follow Cap Jay Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So it's MLB trade deadline day. 3 o'clock Central is when they will close the books. Cubs have made two moves already, picking up A.J. Ramos and Jose Martinez. The White Sox involved in much higher level talks. Mike Clevenger, Lance Lynn, and more. The price? Extreme. Good morning. Welcome to Cap and Jay Hood. My man Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing well. Hope that you had a great weekend, my friend.
I did. It was chill.
Good. Yes, that's
couple
good.
Couple cocktails,
know.
Just yeah. Relaxed.
That's good. I will say that I did a little.
You did.
I worked a little bit and chilled a little bit because I had so much fun in the Hood Cave just being able to put my feet up and watch first place baseball.
It's pretty awesome.
How about that? So think about it. Two first place baseball teams in Chicago, which is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up this morning and you just want to have something that you can sink your teeth in, right?
Yeah.
You just want to have a little something that you can look forward to. And you take a look at the standings, you're like, how in the hell is that happening? We're about to turn the calendar to September, and you've got two meaningful baseball teams playing pretty well. Cubs as of late because of that win yesterday. I've been looking for that outing for the last 2 years, by the way, that type of offensive output. And then the White Sox, of course, once again, sha-na-na-na,
sha-na-na-na.
Hey, 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 take that.
Take
and so,
that.
And so I'm just happy that we have another storyline besides the Bears to talk about as we get closer to September.
So here's the question. Cubs did not give up a lot in their two deals.
Yeah.
They didn't give up anything of consequence.
Thank goodness for them because they don't have a lot to give. Well, they do have a lot to give, but you just don't want to go backwards.
Right. They have a handful. I think they have three in one top 100 ranking, four in another. They've got Braylon Marquez, hard-throwing lefty, who's 22. They've got Brennan Davis. Nico Horner's now up. They're not giving up Braylon Marquez or any of those guys. They're just not. That's just a fact. Now, the White Sox have a stash of good young players, many of whom are already in the big leagues.
Sure.
Not all. They need another really good starter if they're going to try and win the World Series this year. So I ask you, as a White Sox fan, 312-332-3776, if you could get Mike Clevenger, 29, not a free agent until 2023, he makes very fair, small money in big league terms. He's a beast. He's the Indians' second-best starter behind Shane Bieber, but he's a top-six arm in the American League. Or Lance Lynn, who's 33, one more year of control at $8 million after this year, very small money, big league style. Would you be prepared to pay the price it would take to get a guy like that?
I would like to have the Lamar Hoyt doppelganger in Lance Lynn. You know, the first time I saw Lance Lynn was with the Cardinals. And I saw a big guy with a little, with a kind of a beer gut, tall,
uh-huh.
And had the big leg kick. I'm like, oh my God, Hoyt's back.
Dewey Lamar Hoyt.
I was like, is that Lamar Hoyt from 83, my 83 White Sox? That's who he reminded me of. And then he reinvented himself and was now is a guy that is a could be a find, a cornerstone for a starting rotation. And so you can see what's missing with the White Sox. Outside of Keuchel and Giolito, you need to have that third guy. That third guy is not Cease. That third guy is not Lopez. You need to have that third person. And again, my whole focus for the White Sox cap was really 2021. That was my focus. Like, this year it'll be fine. You know, figure out who you are. I've kind of looked at this team like the 15 Cubs. But boy, when you have a 60-game season, and you've been playing well, you're hitting the hell out of the baseball, you feel like you can go all in. I look at Hoyt. The new Hoyt and Lamar and Lance
for
Lynn.
For the youngsters out there, like Tyler is working today.
Yeah.
Meller's going to be Jeff Meller, who's normally with us, is hosting. Tyler's like, who? Who is Hoyt?
Oh, it's a Google search. It's fine. Lamar Hoyt.
He won the 83 Cy Young, and he was traded to San Diego for Ozzie Guillen.
Yeah. So I think that would be great for this rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you watch the White Sox, you expect the unexpected. Because offensively, just like we saw yesterday, Robert hits a home run, wins the ball game. Every time you watch the White Sox, if they're behind or if they're tied, you expect something special to happen. And so the offense seems to be solidified in that regard. And so all you need now is to be able to have that third starter. I say you go for that today.
Okay, so
all in, pal.
So I talked to Jim Bowden over the weekend.
Yep.
He's been a GM of two different teams. Now he's with MLB Network
Athletic. Listen to his show Sunday.
He's great. And he has the unique ability to get GMs, because they all used to work together, to tell him things that others might not be able to get. And I said to him, what's the price to get Lance Lynn or Clevinger? He said, Clevinger? Going to be very expensive, especially asking them to trade him in division.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Lance Lynn, it's going to cost you Michael Kopech and more, or Dane Dunning and more. They're going to go, hold on a minute. We're giving you a 33-year-old guy who throws 97. He can be, if not your number one, your number two.
Right.
You have no qualms handing him the ball in a playoff game, and he's under contract for another year at $8 million. Yeah, we want two really good prospects back. So you doing that?
Can I give you Kopech in a future? You'll take that, right? You know, the other side of that
trade? Find the Rangers, and I can get Michael Kopech.
And a future.
I have my concerns about. Yes, he throws 101. He hadn't pitched in 2 years. He had Tommy John, and who knows, he said he's battled anxiety and all that, and he opted out of this season. Now, I know he's going through a divorce, and I've done it, and it's awful and all of that. If I feel like with this offense I can win the World Series, and it would cost me Kopech and like a Class A prospect not named Fernando Tatis.
Not a name that you know. A name that you don't know.
Didn't they just sign like Elijah Tatis?
Could you move on and finish up your thought?
I would probably do that. I'm not giving up like Kopech and Dane Dunning and cutting into all of my depth.
You can have Kopech in some future and some cash. I'll throw you some cash too in this pandemic. I got some cash someplace.
Laying around.
It's someplace in the pandemic. I have a pandemic stash that I can give you to be able to go all in, because that is needed. You would think maybe that third person would be Gio Gonzalez. He's on the IL now with a groin strain. Mm-hmm. That's all you needed, boy, by the way. You needed kind of a hybrid starter, kind of long man and Gonzalez. Gio is not available now. I'll tell you what, one thing for sure, just sidebar real quick, counselor, sidebar. Boy, there's been a lot of
injuries. You may approach the bench.
Yes, yeah, thank you very much. I there's been so many injuries with pitchers, well over 100 players that are on the IL, pitchers. That's a ton. There's names that we know like Justin Verlander and so many more. Top line guys that are not available because maybe they're out of sorts because of the season. They weren't ready to start when they were ready to start. But well over 100 pitchers are on the IL now.
Crazy.
It's crazy. So Gonzalez is not the answer. Cease is okay. Maybe Dunning is a future guy. I don't know. I think Dunning was pretty good. Maybe Rick Renneria doesn't think that much of Dunning. Says, I don't know, he's got a no-hitter, and you take him out of the ball game.
You had to.
Didn't have to?
Yes, you did.
Didn't have to.
Dane Dunning is on a pitch count because he had a serious injury.
He's fine.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's young.
Would you let him go all nine innings?
No, not all nine, but I mean, he could have gave me another inning. Here's one thing that you don't know about my White Sox. That guy in the dugout, Rick Renneria, apparently he thinks that all the guys in the bullpen have rubber arms. I mean, I swear I've seen Cordero 100 times already. We're not even through 60 games yet.
Jace Fry.
He's been there for, like, every game he's either warming up or on the bullpen. He's going to burn out some arms. Just mark my words, pal.
You may be right, pal.
He's going to do it.
Dane Dunning is a high-level prospect. I am not burning him out because he's got a no-hitter. No shot.
An extra inning would have been fine.
No, we're good. We had a pitch count. We're sticking to it.
Thanks, John Paxson.
Come over there and grab you by the tie.
Not another inning. I just think that, you know, that's one thing you look at, too, with this bullpen. But I feel good about the team. I feel really good about the White Sox offensively. But you just need that extra ingredient. And if that is adding an extra pitcher, I'm totally good with that. And I think you got to do it now.
312-332-3776. Maybe you can put Elijah Tatis into the deal.
Hey, he's going back to the well with the joke. How about that in the first segment, Danny? He's going back with a Tatis joke.
Because you got another one. You signed his brother.
So at 7:10, he's already done. How about that? 7:10, he's already done.
When it comes to comedy and Cap, if it works, he goes back to it.
100%.
Yeah, but we're not even done with the set yet.
312-332-3776 is our topic.
How about
White Sox fans, do you push your chips in and go get Clevinger, Lance Lynn? Is there another move that you look at? Because the price is going to be extreme. Controllable starting pitching that's high level is expensive.
I'm good with it. What about Clark and Addison? What do you got there?
So the Cubs go out and get A.J. Ramos, who hasn't pitched since 2018 because he had an injury, but now looks to be healthy. So they get him, and then they go get a bat who's very good against left-handers, knows the division, former Cardinal, Jose Martinez, who, by the way, is a huge coffee guy. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He has his own brand of coffee. Ian Happ has his own brand of coffee called Quarantine Coffee.
Of course.
And Ian said after the game yesterday, yeah, we'll compare notes about how we market our coffee, what our coffee tastes like. He goes, I haven't tasted his yet, but I hear it's delicious.
Can the coffee get him to a World Series?
Probably not.
Okay, all right. How about a deep playoff run?
It's too up and down in offense for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday they barraged the Reds, and the Reds are such a whiny group of little biatches. I'm so thrilled to watch them just get their head kicked in.
Right.
I mean,
you hate the Cardinals, but you're not very happy with the Reds either, huh?
I mean, listening to the Reds post game the other day, Danny Graves, mm-hmm. Oh my God. We'll play it. That guy.
I didn't hear this.
Oh, firing on the Cubs and just being Joe Funny Guy because they happened to walk off Craig Kimbrell in game two of the doubleheader. Cubs should have swept that doubleheader. And by the way, there was a bigger GOAT that I forgot to point out in the recap in that game than Craig Kimbrell. So my apologies to Craig Kimbrell. You weren't good, but there was someone who let you down. White Sox fans, you willing to push your chips in? Hoodie wants to win a World Series this year. What do you think? Are the Cubs one big move away from also having a shot? We could have an all-Chicago World Series. 312-332-3776. Yeah. Rock and roll. Welcome back, Cap and Jay Hood. Morning, 7 to 10. We're here each and every weekday. Nice to see you, pal.
It's nice to see you. It's good to be seen. And we hope that you can be with us every morning at 7 o'clock, getting you started when it's your sports conversation. Of course, what separates us from everyone else is that we're taking your phone calls, getting your action on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood. And on the front of our minds is baseball. Amazingly, with the Bears right around the corner, we're talking about two first place teams. Now, maybe from the White Sox standpoint, it's coming out of nowhere, but from the Cubs standpoint, at least the team is competitive.
Correct.
This is what they have been. Now, can they take another step? That's a big question.
Can they? Yeah, absolutely. By the way, a quick shout out. Eddie Olczyk's getting on a plane right now to the bubble in Edmonton. So we'll get a chance to check in with him when he's in his quarantine later in the week.
South Side, no getting out of there. You got to stay in that bubble.
That's it.
I know he wants to go to the OTB someplace and kick it when
you're... Excuse me, do they have an OTB in Edmonton?
I'm sure they do.
A what?
I'm sure they do. So shouts out to Eddie O. So from the Cubs' standpoint, Cap, you're talking... Here's what we've seen down the stretch. Losing 2 out of 3 against the White Sox. Losing 2 out of 3 against the Tigers. Splitting with the Reds. And so here you are. But the team seems like, especially from yesterday, what I saw yesterday is what I've been should have been seeing the last couple of years. I'm just I'm just perplexed by that lineup not being able to hit. I don't get it.
Right. Danny and I were talking this morning, yesterday, 10-1. We fully expect tomorrow against the Pirates that they lose like 3-1. And like, I mean, really? Up and down with that offense. They set history yesterday. First outfield, they have all three members of the starting outfield each have a multi-home run game. It's never happened.
It's crazy.
I mean, we're 100-some years into the sport. To set a record like that is crazy.
It is.
But it happened. But after the game on Saturday when Craig Kimbrel melted down and I went nuts on my recap, number one, I'm not excusing his performance, walks, and all this. Hey, Wilson Contreras, can you block a ball in the dirt? Those two wild pitches, especially the one that lost in the game, get your freaking glove down, get your shin guards in the dirt, and block the damn thing. That was bad. That was bad. But after the game, former Reds closer Danny Graves fired on the Cubs on the post game in Cincinnati.
Take me behind the scenes right now. What's going on right now between these two teams, or in the Reds clubhouse at least?
Well, these two teams don't like each other.
There you go.
And I think a lot of it stems from the other guys on the other team are a little bit entitled. That's my opinion, and I feel like when it doesn't go their way, they have something to say. So then when the Reds or anybody else in baseball fight back mm-hmm. or jump back at them, they start crying a little bit more. So unfortunately, that's how it is in my, that's how I see it. And I think a lot of other people see it too. They're not entitled. They think they are. They think that they're America's team, but they're not. They're really not. That's what I think about them.
That's Danny Graves.
Wow. Put that in the poll, Danny, at ESPN 1000. Do the Cubs believe they're entitled? Yes or no? That's the first time I've heard that attached to the Cubs.
How about that?
Who said, and by the way, the Cubs America's, put that on the poll as well. Are the Cubs America's team? Are the Cubs America's team? Where is all that coming from?
I don't know.
I've never heard that analysis. I've heard a lot of things about the Cubs, especially post-Madden already. I haven't heard those two things.
That one surprised me. And then the starting pitcher that day, their youngster, said the same thing, that they chirp and they this. Look, if Craig Kimbrel / Wilson Contreras don't melt down in the ninth, the Cubs take 3 of 4 in the series. They sweep the doubleheader. They're on a 3-game win streak, and we all feel really good.
Right. That's not what happened, though.
That's not what happened.
Okay, so, okay, I want to do a deep dive on this for a second. So who chirps on the Cubs?
The one that they're complaining about the most is Rizzo.
Oh, we got something to talk to him about. Are you a chirper, Rizzo? Does he sound like a chirper when he's with us?
Yeah, they went on. One of their players said Rizzo's a chirper, and your social media was just crushing him.
Oh, Rizzo's a chirper.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to think, like, would Baez be on that list? As guys like to chirp a little bit, give it to the opposition? Baez, no?
Maybe.
I'm looking at that lineup.
Contreras?
Well, he's got nothing, no reason to chirp.
Nor does Javi. Javi's having a bad year.
What about Hap?
Hap has a reason to chirp.
I can see it with Hap.
He's fresh and clean.
He's a pretty quiet dude, though.
But all those guys who go through college and come to the pros, they've got a little edge to them.
They do. They're a little more mature and self-assured. Absolutely. Cubs did set a record yesterday, and then we'll get to these trade talk discussions on both sides. Mm-hmm. Cubs don't have the chips to trade that the White Sox do, but yesterday they played long ball.
Kyle Schwarber gone, 1-0 in the fourth, and Hayward gets a hold of one, and it will go 2-0. Hit 2 today. 5-0.
Hey, my goodness, there's been a lot of home runs hit on this trip.
He's as locked in as we've seen him in a Cubs uniform. Fly ball out into deep center. Akiyama at the wall. Gone! That is a 2-run homer. It's 4-0.
This is a very impressive power display put on by the Cub hitters here this afternoon.
In the air to right, and another one for half. He has matched Hayward today. 5 home runs for the Cubs. 1-0 on Schwarber. Deep right. He's in the club.
Oh, my goodness. That ball was completely disrespected. It's the Noah's Ark of home runs today. Papp's got 2. Hayward's got 2. Schwarber's got 2.
So a good day for the Cub offense.
Where's that been?
And will it stay?
Where has that been? I mean, that's what I've been waiting for the Cubs for a couple years now.
Okay, so will it stay is the big question. And if you believe, if you're Theo, Jed, David Ross, the professional manager, if you see all of that.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Okay, well, it's a trade deadline. You never know what's going to happen.
Different sport, Jonathan, but we do have some breaking news, and this could positively affect the Bears.
Whoa!
According to the great and powerful Adam Schefter, the Jaguars, who continue this rebuilding process, have released running back Leonard Fournette, a former fourth overall NFL draft pick.
Yes, before you ask me, yes.
Sign me up!
Gotta have
a running game. As long as he's healthy.
Let's go.
If you can do a deep dive, I don't know if he's healthy. If he's healthy, hell yes.
Yes, it's something that's needed desperately now because of the injury situation. You don't have the quality as far as backups for the running back spot for the Bears, so yes.
This is from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. Got a text from another coach this morning on the Jaguars. Quote, Doug is trying to clean up the place. With the up-and-down history of Leonard Fournette, Jacksonville is moving on. He was due $4 million in salary after the team declined his fifth-year option.
I've talked to several people down there in Jacksonville, one of them being a former Bear that used to play for this Bears team in Austin Lane, and he's just perplexed. He does afternoons at ESPN Jacksonville, and he's just like, you cannot tank it in the NFL.
They're trying.
I mean, they're getting rid of everybody.
They want Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence, one of them.
It's just nonsense. You just can't keep trading assets, but this could be the gain for the Bears because they really need to have a punch in the arm offensively from the running game. So why not Fournette? If he's available, if you're the Bears, he should be first in line.
Yeah, 100%. We'll ask Dan Wiederer about it when he joins us at 8 o'clock. He also had a story about the quarterback position, which Matt Nagy said over the weekend, yep, not going to name one until the day we play the Lions. So we're going to find out what goes on at that position. So, interesting breaking news.
Very good, Danny.
Nice job, Danny.
Right on top of it.
Right on top of it.
So what do you want to do, Dan? What do you want to do when it comes to this Cubs team? Like, are you just good as is and just let it ride out? You're not going to do anything here at the deadline?
Well, okay. Here's my question. What is my owner letting me take on in salary commitment?
Well, Theo told us that there was...
That was an issue.
Yeah, well, what did he tell us? He said that there would be conversations and that the owner has Theo's back.
Correct.
Right. So what does that mean? We're working on it?
We're working on it.
Okay, well, that's not good enough.
So, okay, what do the Cubs most desperately need?
I think they need some pitching.
A bullpen arm.
Yeah.
Now, they're not going to win the World Series if Javi hits 202, right, and Contreras hits 210 or whatever he's hitting, and Chris Bryant is hitting under 200. It's not going to happen. There is zero chance. It's not like they can go out and add Mike Trout, Francisco Lindor, and Fernando Tatis Jr. Those guys aren't available.
But you're good, not great, so you got to do something.
So you hope those guys hit their stride, and you go add more pitching.
Bullpen arms.
Bullpen arms.
Yeah. Because you really, the guys you're rolling out there now, man, I can't see anyone in the next few years to be the future of this Cubs bullpen. You might have to clean house there.
I mean, right? It's bad.
Even Jeffers. I think Jeffers might be your future, right? Maybe. No?
I don't know if he's my future. I think he's a nice piece right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So. 312-332-3776. White Sox got a walk-off win from Luis Robert.
Yes.
They are tied for first with Cleveland. Minnesota's lost 5 consecutive Giolito against Rich Hill tonight in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I will be locked in.
So will I.
With the crown, Hood Cave, because I can't stand the Twins. It's the team I hate the most in sports.
As Ozzy called them.
You know why I hate them? Because you know what happens? For many years, the White Sox have been the nail and the Twins have been the hammer. So
no doubt.
So that's why I can't stand those guys.
All right. We will be talking some football, but we will continue baseball with your calls. 312-332-3776. What do you want your teams to do? Push the chips in or let it roll? He's Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. Tyler Aki in for Jeff Miller today. Danny Zetterman in his rightful spot as the executive producer. And J.R. Strauss is cutting audio and troubleshooting, get everything online.
The captain of Twitch.
Captain of Twitch. And you can follow us on Twitch. Watch the show at twitch.tv/ESPN Chicago. And it's brought to you by Blue Moon, the official craft beer sponsor of the Kentucky Derby, which is this coming weekend.
Which is right in front of us.
There it is.
You see that case
Blue
right
Moon,
there?
Light sky citrus wheat.
Mm, Blue Moon. I see you standing alone.
Bang! <zoom. laughs>
So what are you looking at here? Cubs, Sox, first place teams. It's not what we expected as we get close to September, is it?
It's not, but when you have people doing things like this.
Robert in the air. Left field. Gordon back. At the track. It is over! The Sox are in first place! Luis Robert sends them there! 5-2, your final score!
Ricky Renteria said, we know about Monday and how big that series is in Minneapolis.
Well, hopefully we can play good baseball, and obviously pulling those two out helps. At the end of the day, I think you just take it one day at a time, though. We all know and recognize how important this upcoming series is. But we have to take it a moment at a time. And I think if we can control our emotions and do the best that we possibly can to play good baseball, we give ourselves a chance to do what we need to do, which is, you know, try to win.
There you go. So I'm excited to watch it tonight. White Sox and Twins. White Sox. White Sox. Go, go, White Sox. But today's the trade deadline. Do you want your White Sox to pay a big price? That's what it'll take if you want an impactful arm. You're not getting them for like Micker Adolfo and Evan Marshall. That's not bringing you Clevenger or Lance Lynn. It's going to be painful. It's going to hurt. But you plug and play someone, one or two in your rotation.
And the Cubs?
The Cubs need a bullpen arm, and I'm not sure what they have that they can trade. They got three in the top 100. They've been trying to get back to that. Got to hang out of those guys.
This goes to show you the lifelong lesson. You can be good and still develop your minor league system.
Yeah, look at the Dodgers.
You can do both.
Yeah. And I'd like the pitching coordinator of the Cleveland Indians. Sign me up for that guy. That's all he does is get pitching. Brian in Buffalo Grove. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, nice job, boys, on this show, this program. You guys are doing a great job in
thank
the morning.
You. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, I just want to tell you, I get it. There's a lot of stuff that maybe the Cubs need to get, but I really think that they got to start bolstering up that starting pitching. Everybody is in their 30s on that staff. John Lester, we've already seen that he's already had a meltdown for the 60-game season. That's one. You know, there might be another one coming. You don't know that yet. But everybody's in their 30s, late 30s. I mean, Yu Darvish, he's doing a fantastic job, but he just turned 34. Chatwood went down yesterday. I mean, we got Alec Mills. He's doing a fantastic job, but I just think that we need to start bolstering up that starting rotation.
Yeah, the problem, Brian, appreciate your call. The problem with that is to bolster the rotation with good arms. It's really, really expensive. Like, to get Mike Clevenger to the Cubs? What are they giving up?
See, that's, you're stuck with a rock and a hard place, that expression, right? Mm-hmm. You're really stuck. You're good, but not good enough. There's a ceiling in your success. You want to get better, but who do you trade? Who the valuable parts of the Cubs is on the team. You're not trading any of those guys. You're not making a deal for Schwarber.
Plus, a team like Cleveland is saying, hold on a minute. We're moving money away. We want young players to rebuild with. We're not taking Jason Hayward's money or Schwarber, guys who are going to be free agents in a year. They want long-term control. Like, they'll say, okay, you want Clevenger? We want Braylon Marquez and Brennan Davis, your top two prospects. I ain't doing that.
That's on Rick is for shutting the water off after the Chatwood and Darvish deals. Shut the water off financially. That's a shame because you're good but not good enough. That, actually, this is what the Cubs have been since 16. After winning the World Series, the Cubs have been good, but you want to be able to not only add payroll, but also think about the future. Your future is Nico Hoerner. If your future is just Nico Hoerner, you're in trouble.
Correct.
You need a lot more than that.
You got three or four top 100 guys. You got to hang on to those guys. Unless you're getting some beast that you control for 5 years. Like if they said Shane Bieber, okay, I'm going to listen. He might be the best pitcher in the American League other than Gerrit Cole. And he's controlled till 2025. Well, guess what? To get a guy like that, they're going to ask you for your very, very, very best times four.
Right. Well, it's not happening.
No, not happening. Absolutely not happening. Like the guy who's the Chuck Garfine of the Indians TV broadcast tweeted yesterday, hearing White Sox on Clevenger, it starts with Luis Robert or hang up. Well, I'm not giving you Luis Robert.
No, absolutely not.
There isn't a player in the game that I would trade Luis Robert for, short of Mike Trout.
That's fair.
If you go, I'll give you Mike Trout for Luis. Okay.
You could do that. Yeah.
Done.
You could do that.
Short of that, and that's not happening, I'm not trading a 23-year-old, locked-up, long-term superstar. No chance. No chance. Matt's in River North. Let's grab Matt. Hey, Matt. What's up, man?
Hey, Cap. One day, I would take Tatis for Luis Robert in a second, but that's a different story. But anyway,
I'll give you James Shields.
Who's available in the?
Matt, I thought you called with a point.
Yeah,
still waiting for one.
My point is, who's available for the bullpen arms for the Cubs? I mean, out there. I mean, I look at this Barnes guy from Boston, throws hard. I know he's not really well liked in Boston. Probably wouldn't cost much to get him. But, I really think the guy that Colorado got from Baltimore, Gibbons, would have been a guy I would have liked. And lefty, I mean, who's out there?
Well, the guy, and we appreciate your call, the guy that I think could get moved today is Brandon Kinsler. Now, the sad thing will be if you have to go give prospects up to get a guy that you said you didn't have the money to sign in the wintertime.
Theo's got to be really frustrated.
Got to be.
I don't know Theo that like that, but I can imagine he's looking at this team and saying, man, I really like the team, but I wish they would play better. And he's been sitting there waiting since the 17 season for this team to be able to reach their full potential. Right. But then you got a bullpen that's crap. You don't have a closer, really.
But and he'd be the first to admit it, some of it's on him.
Sure.
Spending $22 million on Brandon Morrow, that was just a bad signing from the day one. Guy had an injury history and pitched all seven games in the World Series. That was not a good decision. Tyler Chatwood, well, when we get him away from Colorado, he'll be better. That's $39 million you'd love to have back. Not a good decision.
Did not like the Chatwood signing at the time.
The Quintana trade, horrible trade. Horrible. Top two prospects you've got, Cease and Jimenez, for that? Stop. Terrible. I mean, they've given him a lot of money to spend now. And they haven't developed any pitching.
By the way, just as a side note, talking to someone from Jacksonville regarding Fournette, apparently John DeFilippo, who's with the Bears, a big fan of Fournette. There is a connection there.
How about Leonard Fournette and David Montgomery as your running back tandem?
Well, that's real NFL,
all
pal.
All of a sudden.
Well, that's real NFL. Two thunder and lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of a sudden you go, whoa, maybe your quarterback situation gets better. We'll discuss next.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Cap J-Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
Three 512-332-3776. I have got to get a date on the books. Danny and I have got to work on this. The unity walk I want to do from here to home. 29 miles for charity and bring people together in a time when we're so divided. And I just saw Howard Eskin, who's been a frequent guest on this show. Howard Eskin from Philly, WIP, sidelines with the Eagles and sportscast. He just walked to Tampa from Philly. 1,103 miles.
Yeah.
And we can't get freaking 29 miles on the books?
That kind of falls on you, the Kaplan. We had a post-show meeting Thursday in the boss Mike Thomas's office, and I said, Cap, what we need from you is a date to get this done. You looked at Hoodie and I, and you said, done. I'll get that to you tonight, and yet I'm still waiting.
Yep. I swear to you, by tomorrow morning's show, I will have the date.
Yep.
Period.
Sure.
Guy walked 1,100 miles, and I can't figure out 29?
You do it, Cap.
Stop yourself.
You do it, Cap. Listen, find that date. Talk to Tracy, our meteorologist, our show meteorologist.
Yep.
Find out what's really a good time. You want to do it when it's nice out, not a heavy sweat going. Just go ahead and do it.
Done.
It brings people together.
Done.
It's the unity walk.
I'm going to have the route and the date by tomorrow. That's a promise. Hold me to it. 312-332-3776. We're going to talk football with Dan Weider at 8. Leonard Fournette just hit the streets, waived by the Jaguars. You have to pick up that salary, so it's about $4 million for this year. All in, Eddie Goldman's money is off the books for this year.
The Leonard Floyd,
it's only a one-year commitment anyway to Leonard Fournette. You make that decision next spring.
Yeah, go ahead and do it, because you need to have that something extra in the backfield, another weapon for Trubisky or Foles. Fournette can be that guy for the Bears. Hopefully that's the case. Hopefully Ryan Pace looks at it like we look at it and say, boy, we really need to be able to bolster our running game. It seems obvious.
That'd be amazing.
I'd rather have him back there than Ryan Nall or Cordell Patterson on end-around plays. I don't need jet sweeps. I need someone to be able to run the football.
Between the tackles, let's go.
I mean, hey, listen, call me whatever you want to call me, but you still need to be able to have a semblance of a running game. You have to have that. Fournette can bring that to you. Let's go. Let's do it.
Get her done. 312-332-3776. Mike's in Palos Heights. Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
Hi, Cap. Hoodie, love the show.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, my point on the Sox, and I think they might want to consider holding Pat. Think about this. They're tied with the Indians. Mm-hmm. Why would the Indians want to give up Clevinger? I think the answer is, do you really want for, like, basically a short season to give up, like, maybe 3 or 4 years of potential? So the Sox have so many good prospects, you know, with Dylan Cease and Eloy and the rest of them, and I would never give up this guy Roberts. You know, why the Sox and Cleveland are tied? Why would you actually – what's going on? Why would Cleveland want to give that up?
Because they can't sign him long-term, and they don't have the financial might or heft that a Yankees or a Cubs or a Dodgers seem to have.
But in a short series, I think the Sox have a good chance. They have three good starters and a pretty good bullpen.
Two good starters.
Cease is pretty good. I'd hope Pat.
Hadn't proven it yet. Hey, man, appreciate the call. Have a great day.
Yeah. That's the reason why you make the deal, because you're not sure about Cease yet. There's some good stuff from Cease.
Right.
But it just...
Am I trying to win the World Series now or am I not?
I am.
But I also am not mortgaging my future.
You're winning and developing at the same time.
Correct.
So having said that, Cease can be the fourth starter. All right?
Right.
Find a sure thing to go along with Giolito,
And Keuchel.
And Keuchel at this point in time. That's what I would do. That's how I look at it.
Jack in Lakeview. What's up, Jack?
Cap, listen, if there was a place where I could get this bet down, I'd do it right now.
Yeah.
And the bet I want is I'll take the under on you coming up with a time and a date. I'll take the under on that. You doing that by tomorrow, I'd bet $100 against that.
By the time we sign off this show tomorrow, I will have that on the air, the date that I'm going.
Okay, and I'll tell you what I'll do. If you do that, if you have it on the air by tomorrow, by the time you go off the air, and you do the march, I'll send $100 to the charity of your choice.
Done deal.
Okay.
You're the best.
Thanks,
appreciate you.
Bye.
See you. Done. I got $100 in the bank.
You're doing something for charity, and he's betting against you. How about that? This is the world we live in 2020, pal.
Take that.
You know, the unity walk to bring people together. There's no way you're going to do that. There's no way you're going to have a date and time. That's where we are, pal, in 2020.
Right. I'm rooting against you.
That's 2020 right there. I want to bring people together, pal. I'm going to have a unity walk 29 miles. Without, there's no way you're going to do that.
No shot.
You got to do that.
I'm working on a cure for COVID-19. No shot. I'm betting against you.
You're not doing that. I'm betting against it. There's no way. It's too positive. I mean, what do you mean? Why not? Why wouldn't you want to bring people together by having a unity walk?
Exactly.
Too positive.
Too positive.
See what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, 2020. There he is, right there. We go, right there.
That's it.
Cancel culture.
312-332-3776. So, Leonard Fournette hits the street this morning, released by the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are trying to tank.
You're trying to do stuff for good people. Why would you do that, Kaplan? Why would you do that?
Thanks, Carl. So, we're going to talk to Dan Weider, our guy from the Chicago Tribune and ESPN 1000, on Leonard Fournette, the Bears, and the quarterback competition in 2 minutes.
Take that.
Take that. Okay.